174首 Wonderful Grace of Jesus 耶稣奇妙的救恩 Standing for a word of prayer 我们一起低头祷告 Our Heavenly Father, our Creator We thank you for giving us this day That we can come to your house to worship you We worship you because you are our Creator And you are our Savior Who has saved us out of the power of darknessAnd now you have put us in the kingdom of your beloved Son. And you are also our Lord. You are our shepherd. You take care of us in our daily life. We thank you especially in this Christmas season that we are thankful and grateful for the salvation and for the name of the Jesus Christ by whom that we have become the children of God. We are so grateful especially today that you have brought your faithful servant, your messenger,the Reverend T. Show to us to deliver your message. Bless him as he speaks for you and empower him and give him the message from your throne. 我们真是感谢神。你保守我们经过一个礼拜平安今天来到主你自己的面前。我们在这里献上我们的感恩献上我们的赞美。因为你是我们的主你不但是创造了我们也从罪恶黑暗的权势当中你拯救我们脱离黑暗的权势把我们摆在你爱子的国度里面我们尤其在这个圣诞的季节里头我们特别感谢主为我们所预备的救恩你差遣你的儿子耶稣基督来到这世上来寻找拯救我们今天我们领受了这样子的恩典我们在耶稣基督里头我们成为神的儿女今天我们在这里的敬拜你你特别也带领你忠心的仆人来到我们当中要来传讲主你自己的信息求主你自己赐给他信息也赐给他能力跟口才以权柄叫我们今天在这里我们的敬拜我们的交通以及所传讲的信息都能够叫你儿女们一起蒙恩我们这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名阿们 Please be seated 我们再来唱诗 Let's turn to the hymn book number 343 唱诗343首343Safe in the arms of Jesus, 安稳在耶稣手中。
因主慈爱常不移，我灵天美。 感谢。
我们一起打开圣经主的话语 Scripture reading find in the Gospel according to John 约翰十五章约翰福音十五章 Chapter 15 Gospel according to John Chapter 15约翰福音十五章 We'll read from verse 12 through the 17十二节到十七节约翰福音十五章十二节到十七节 John 15 verse 12 through 17你们要彼此相爱像我爱你们一样这就是我的命令人为朋友舍命人的爱心没有比这个大的你们若遵行我所吩咐的就是我的朋友了以后我不再称你们为仆人因仆人不知道主人所做的事我乃称你们为朋友因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了不是你们拣选了我是我拣选了你们并且分派你们去结果子叫你们的果子长存使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么他就赐给你们我这样吩咐你们是要叫你们彼此相爱我们圣经就读到这里 It is our privilege again today to have the senior pastor of the First Alliance Church Reverend Keith Shaw to be with us today again 我们今天特别高兴我们请到这一个美国第一宣教会的牧师这个 Reverend Keith Shaw今天来向我们传讲神的信息 Now Reverend Shaw has been with us previously and he is a faithful servant messenger of God 这个牧师不今天不是第一次来以前在这里跟我们传过信息我们知道是神所重用的仆人也是他忠心的传讲信息的人那么我们用祷告的心来接受他 Now we are going to turn over the time to him and we will listen to God's message a prayer for him.
It's a joy to be with you today and to share in the ministry of God's word to our hearts.
今天很高兴能够再一次来到我们当中我们再一次能够用神的话语来滋养我们的心灵
We are anticipating the celebration of Christmas as you can see by the decorations in our sanctuary.
我们看到这个礼拜堂的装饰我们就知道圣诞节已经是不远了
It's a wonderful time to remember the coming of God in the person of Christ to the human race.
圣诞节的时候，给我们有一个机会，我们再来思想，再来了解，神变成一个人，成为耶稣基督的样式，来到我们人间。
We are reminded at this season of the year that everything that God does is a manifestation of His glory.
我们在这个圣诞的季节里头，我们再一次来想到。神所做的每一件事情都是为着要来表扬宣扬他自己的荣耀
And so when we think of Christmas and Christ's coming we must remember that even his birth in a lowly manger stall in Bethlehem was a thing of glory
所以当我们了解这个事情在这个圣诞节的时候我们虽然知道耶稣降生他是降生在这个伯利恒的一个卑微的马槽里但是即使在那个卑微的马槽里实际上他就是在彰显神的荣耀
This man Jesus Christ was God in human flesh and he grew up and gave his life as the sacrifice for our sins
耶稣基督是神他自己成为人圣经说是道成肉身他来到人间后来为着我们每一个人的罪恶的缘故他自己舍身啊被钉在十字架上叫我们因为他的死我们可以活着
Even as his birth was the working of God and a manifestation of God's glory, so was his death on the cross a manifestation of God's glory.
耶稣基督的死死在十字架上，正如他的生出生在马槽里一样，都是神的工作，而且都是在为着彰显他自己的荣耀。
When he rose from the grave, it was again a working of God and it was a manifestation of God's glory.
当耶稣基督从死里复活的时候这个也是神自己的大能所成就的大事这件事情本身也是在彰显神的荣耀
When he ascended back to glory it too was the working of God and a manifestation of God's glory.
我们在看到耶稣复活以后，他经过了四十天之久，向信他的人显现，然后他就升天回到父那里去。升天这件事情也是父神自己的工作，也是在彰显神的荣耀。
Now when we come to this passage in John 15 today, Jesus is talking to his disciples and telling them that he is receiving them as friends.
我们刚刚所读的这段经文记载在约翰福音第十五章，这里乃是耶稣基督向他的门徒告诉他们，他说从今以后我接受你们像我的朋友一样。
It must be hard for us to comprehend how we, human beings, could be friends of God, but we are.
也许在我们人的脑筋里头，我们很难想象，很难真正完全的了解一个神他要接受我们人做他的朋友。尽管我们不是很容易了解这个事情，但是这是却是一件事实。
When I was a young person, our local church would often hold services in the jail.
当我还年轻的时候，我的教会常常到这个监狱里头去传福音。
It was an educational experience for me because I could not imagine what it must be like to live in a jail.
因为这件事情对我来讲有相当的教育的价值，因为我无法去了解去想象生活在监狱里头的人他们的生活是什么样的一个样子。
Many of these men were hardened. They were at a point in life where they had no softness. There was a definite rebellion in their heart against society and against God.
那么在这个监狱里头我遇到的这些人，他们的个性都非常是刚硬，在他们的心里头没有柔软的，他们对整个社会就是仇恨，就是反抗，他们对神对上帝也就是满怀的仇恨跟反抗。
But when we sang songs, the most favorite song that was requested by those people in jail was the song What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
但是很奇妙的，当我们在这个监狱里头跟这些囚犯传福音的时候，我们唱诗啊，这些囚犯常常要求我们唱的一首诗就叫做这个耶稣基督是我们的朋友。
I think they must have recognized that Jesus was a man like they were a man, and that he shared somehow an understanding of their situation.
他们的想法，耶稣基督就是像一个普通的人一样，耶稣他能够了解他们这些囚犯的境遇，所以他们喜欢唱耶稣是他们的朋友。
And so this Jesus, whose life is a manifestation of God's glory, is a friend of ours if we obey him.
这个耶稣基督我刚刚讲过，他的一生就是为了要彰显神的上帝的荣耀。那么这个耶稣啊，他也是一个人，他接受我们做他的朋友。
You'll notice in verse 15 of John 15, he says, No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. So this is a contrast between a class of slaves and an intimate friendship.
刚刚我们所读的圣经，约翰福音第十五章第十五节，耶稣这么说，他说以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。这里耶稣讲到有两种不同的关系，一种的关系是仆人的关系，一种关系是朋友的关系。他已经不再把我们当作是仆人，他把我们当作是他的朋友。
In the day of Christ, in the day of Jesus, there were very sharply compartmentalized classes of people.
在耶稣在世的时候，两千年前的当时的社会，这个社会里头的阶层，这个阶级非常是明显，非常清楚。
If you were a slave, you had absolutely no dealings with people who were called free men.
假如你当时的社会，假如你是仆人，你是奴隶，你跟那个不是仆人不是奴隶的人，你不能往来，彼此不能往来的。
You ate in separate quarters, you slept in separate quarters, and you wore different clothing, and you did not share the same facility.
他们这两种人不睡觉的地方不混在一起，吃饭的地方也不混在一起，就是他们的穿着也都是不一样，他们的生活完全是分开的。
We read for instance in Matthew chapter 8 about a nobleman, and this nobleman is speaking to Christ, and he senses that even he is unworthy to have Christ come under his roof. Notice in Matthew 8, beginning at verse 5.
那么在马太福音第八章第五节那里记载，耶稣在加百农的时候，有一个百夫长，这个是一个有权力，在社会上是有地位的人来找耶稣。他这个人来告诉耶稣啊，他自己觉得虽然他社会上有地位，他觉得他还是不配来见耶稣的人。
This man says in verse 6, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering great pain. And he, that is Jesus, said, I will come and heal him. But the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof.
这个马太福音第八章第六节，他说，这个百夫长，他说，主啊，我的仆人害瘫痪病，躺在家里甚是痛苦。耶稣说，我去医治他。百夫长回答说，主啊，你到我舍下，我不敢当。你只要说一句话，我的仆人就好了。他觉得耶稣要去他的家，他是担不起。
But here Jesus says to his disciples, I want you to come into intimate friendship with me.
但是，他耶稣跟他的门徒讲，跟信他的人讲，他说，我愿意跟你改变一个不同的关系，一个新的关系，这个关系是最亲近的关系，就是朋友的关系。
This is more than acquaintanceship, isn't it? This is real, honest friendship.
做朋友不只是彼此认识而已，做朋友其实就是心灵相通的关系。
A number of years ago, I lived in Toledo, Ohio.
那过去几年以前，我曾经在 Ohio 州的一个城市叫 Toledo， 我在那里住过。
I pastored a church just a few blocks away from a high school.
我在那个时候，我在 Toledo 牧养一个教会，这个教会的旁边有一个中学，一个高中。
Occasionally, I would go to a basketball game and watch this team play.
来，有的时候我就到这个高中的这个学校里头去看着他们玩这个篮球。
One of those young men that I watched play was Jimmy Jackson from Ohio State University.
那么我去的时候，我去看这个打篮球啊，我就看到一个篮球明星叫做 Jimmy Jackson， 他是从 Ohio State University 去的。
Now, I could say that I was acquaintance of Jimmy Jackson.
那我只能告诉你。我认得见过 Jimmy Jackson 这个人
But I wasn't a friend because we really didn't have that much time together.
但是我不能告诉你我跟 Jimmy Jackson 是好的朋友，因为实际上我们是不是常在一起。
We may say that we know Jesus, but we may be thinking of it as an acquaintance. Do you know him as your friend?
相同的，我们跟耶稣的关系有的时候只是彼此认识而已。我们听到这个名字，我们认识他。但是我们不常跟他在一起，我们跟耶稣的关系称不上是朋友。
Now Jesus makes seven statements here associated with this concept or relationship of friendship in the verses that we've read.
那么我们刚刚所读的这段经文里头，耶稣讲到他是我们的朋友，他接纳我们做他的朋友，他讲了有七件的事情。
The first is in verse 16, which speaks of the initiative for this relationship of friendship with Christ.
那么第一件事情他讲到，就是在十六节讲到，他说是耶稣自己主动的，他要来接受我们做他的朋友。
Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you."
他说你们不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。
We need to recognize that Jesus saw these men and called them into a discipleship relationship.
你要知道，耶稣拣选这些门徒。是耶稣看到的这些人，然后耶稣呼召他们，叫他们来跟从他。
Jesus today calls you to friendship, to a relationship with him.
照样的，今天也是在呼叫，耶稣也在呼唤你，也在呼唤我，来跟他做一个朋友。
He died on the cross that you might know him.
他死在十字架上是为了你，为着我的缘故，所以我们因为他的死，我们可以去认识他。
Our sin separates us from God. The relationship cannot happen if we have sin undealt with in our life.
我们的罪使我们与神隔绝，我们对神的叛逆叫我们没有办法去亲近神，所以我们要跟他做朋友，我们必须要对付这个罪，对付我们对神的叛逆这件事情。
On the cross, God took all of our sin and laid it on Jesus Christ and paid in full its penalty.
然后当耶稣基督他被挂在十字架上的时候，神把你跟我的罪放在耶稣的身上，叫我们的罪完完全全都从你的身上被清除掉。
With sin removed and judged, now it's possible for you and me to enter into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
当我们这个罪已经被除去了以后，我们才开始有这个可能跟神来认识神，能 跟神来做一个朋友。
Many times I thought about this and felt so unworthy.
我每次常常想到这样的一件事情的时候，我就越想越觉得我实在是不配神给我这样的恩惠。
Many times Satan would say to me, God doesn't love you, God doesn't want you.
有的时候魔鬼就有一些声音呢，要打搅我，就告诉我，他说神并不是真正的爱你，神并不在乎你。
But Jesus says, I died because I loved you and I want you, I have chosen you to have this wonderful relationship with me.
但是耶稣就告诉我，他说我死的这件事情就向你表明我对你的爱，我爱你，我愿意你跟我做朋友，我愿意跟你有一个亲密的关系。
This relationship does not depend on my worthiness, it depends on God in Christ loving me and dying for me.
这个关系主要的原因不是在乎我这个人有多好，我这个人是不是值得神这样子的爱，这个跟我是完全是没有关系的，这个完全是神主动的，因为他自己愿意，因为他的爱，他愿意为我们死，他愿意来跟我们做朋友。
Many of you saw the horrible conditions of Romania on television on one of these shows like 2020.
我相信各位在最近的电视上看到这个以前的罗马尼亚，现在因为内乱内争的关系啊，有很多事情实在是非常可怕。
Here were children living in absolute filth and squalor with hardly any food, clothing or medical attention.
你看到这些国家因为是内争内乱的关系，有很多小孩他们没有人照顾，没有食物可以吃，他们生病了没有医药。
And then you would see these people, Americans and Europeans, holding these little children in their arms saying, I'm going to adopt this child and bring him back to America, feed him, clothe him, educate him, and love him.
然后你同时你也在电视上你也看到，有些这个美国人，有些这个欧洲人就跑到罗马尼亚去，看到这些受苦受难的这些无辜的小孩啊，他们就联系他们，抱着他们，就告诉他们，他说我要带你回美国去，我要带你回欧洲去，我要收养你，把你当作是我的儿子，我要食物给你吃，我要买新的衣服给你穿。
It's not that that little baby or child is worthy, but rather it's the heart of that adoptive father that is the question.
你就知道这个并不是那些受苦受难的那些无辜的小孩，他们长得特别的可爱，他们有些什么特别的条件让这些人愿意去爱他们，不是，是因为这些愿意收养的这些父母，这些大人啊，他们的心对这些小孩有特别的爱心啊。
Though we're unworthy, God's heart loved us, and he wants a relationship with us, and he established it through Jesus Christ.
相同的，虽然你跟我都不配神这样子的恩典，这样子的恩惠，但是因为出于神主动的一个爱，神的愿意来拯救我们，来找我们，愿意跟我们建立一个新的关系，一个朋友的关系。
All man can do is respond to the heart of God the Father that was manifested on that cross in love and in glory for you and me.
当我们看到神自己的爱跟他的荣耀在十字架上彰显的时候，我们人所能做的唯一的一件事情就是愿意去接受这个事实，接受神所要给我们这个爱。
Notice secondly, the intensity of this relationship in verse 13.
然后第二件事情所讲的乃是记载在这个第十三节，乃是讲到这个爱，这个关系有多么强烈。
He talks about laying down his life for his friends.
他这里讲到这个爱强烈到一个地步，他愿意为着他的朋友来舍弃他的生命。
This may have been a common expression in his day, but it means the giving of his life, the attention of his life being focused on those that he loved.
那么这件事情乃是告诉我们一件什么事情，乃是讲到我们对一个我们所爱的一个对象，你把你整个的生命关注在他的身上。
A few weeks ago, my telephone rang and I answered it.
那几个礼拜以前，我家里的电话响了，我就去接电话。
On the other end of the line was my son who was a sophomore in college.
那么打电话的人是我这个在大学读二年级的一个儿子。
After he said hello, he said something like this, Where have you been?
然后他让我接到电话以后啊，我的儿子在电话的那一头他就讲啊， Hello, 他说你到哪里去啊？
He told me that he'd been trying to reach me for two or three days. He had something he wanted to talk to me about, but the phone would go unanswered.
他说他过去他有一件事情重要的事情他要找我跟我好好商量跟我谈但是他打了两三天的电话都找不到人因为电话都没有人接
I told my son that his mother and I had been out on ministry for several days and we had not been home to answer the phone
我就告诉他我说过去两三天啊你妈妈跟我啊因为是传道的关系我们没有回家所以我们没有办法接电话
You know what his response was?
你知道他是他怎么讲?
He said, you're supposed to be there when I need you.
他说啊，当我需要你的时候，你是本来就应该要在那里接电话的，你怎么乱跑?
That's what this means when it talks about laying down your life. It's saying, I'll be there when you need me.
刚刚我们所读的这一节圣经啊，讲到是为朋友舍命的真正的意思，乃是说，当我需要你的时候，我就是在那里。
When you and Jesus have become friends through your faith in Him and repentance from sin, Jesus is always there.
当你真正是悔改，改变了你对神的叛逆的那种态度，然后你接受他在十字架上所成就的这个救恩，你跟他建立了一个朋友的关系的时候，当你需要耶稣的时候，耶稣就在那里。
He's there when you have fear. He's there when you have loneliness. He's there when you have all kinds of problems and trials.
当你害怕受惊的时候，当你有困苦的时候，当你有各种的麻烦的时候，你需要耶稣，耶稣就在那里。
And Jesus is saying, I lay down my life for you. I'm maintaining this relationship continually by giving of my.
当你需要我的时候，我就在那里，而且不只是一次，而是经常持续不断的，我就在关照你。
Notice thirdly the intimacy in verse 15.
然后第三点就讲到这个朋友的关系的这个亲密的关系乃是讲到在第十五节讲的。
In the last part of that verse he says, But I have called you friends for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you.
他说我从今以后我就称你们为朋友因为我从父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
I had a friend in college.
我在大学里头有一个朋友
Occasionally he would come home with me
他有的时候他就跟我一道回到我们的家
My father was a farmer He raised crops and animals
我父亲是一个农夫在我的家里他种了一些农作物而且也养了一些牲畜
And before him his father was a carpenter
那么我的祖父他是一个做木匠的人
This friend of mine would always be fascinated in learningwhat my father could tell him about his father.
那么我这个朋友每次到我家里来都非常喜欢听我爸爸讲的故事讲他爸爸就是讲我祖父的做这个木匠木工的事情。
And my father was always delighted to tell him.
然后我爸爸也非常高兴有什么事情也都讲给我这个朋友听。
Some of his fondest memories of sharing those moments at home with me is his recollection of the stories aboutMy grandfather that not only I heard, but he heard.
所以我这个朋友啊他长大了以后他常常在回想想起我跟他的友谊啊就是想到在我家里头他所听到的有关我祖父的故事他所我所知道的他也都知道。
When we put this into the relationship that we have with Christ, notice what Jesus says. He says, I have told you all the things I've heard from my father.
你看看耶稣在这里所讲的他对待他的朋友的方式是什么样一个方式他说我从父那里所听到的我都已经告诉你们了
Jesus had been in eternity with God the Father and had been there at the throne of the universe.
耶稣基督他曾经跟父神就在这个整个的宇宙的整个的控制室里头在那个宝座上面他从永远到永远他跟父神在那里
He understood all the kingdoms of the world.
他所有的这个全世界所有的国度他都知道。
He understood all the myriads of angels.
他所有每一个天使的事情他都知道。
He understood all about creation.
他所有创造的事情他也都知道。
He understood how the world was going to end.
他也知道这个世界的终结要怎么样终结世界的末日的悲惨他都知道。
He understood every single need of every human heart.
而且每一个人世界上每一个人的心里头的需要他也都知道。
And the father had told this to Jesus, who told it to his friends.
所以当父神把这些事情让耶稣基督知道以后，耶稣基督也就把这个事情来告诉他的朋友。
And so when we enter into this relationship with Jesus, we're going to learn all about the Father.
所以当我们跟耶稣基督真正有这种亲密的朋友关系的时候，我们就完全就了解父神。
We're going to learn that he is love, that he is holy, that he's righteous, that he's just, that he's true, that he's loving us in mercy and grace.
所以我们就了解到父神他的本性是什么，他是圣洁的，他是爱的，他是公义的，他而且在照管我们每一个人。
Notice fourthly the evidence of this relationship.
然后第四件事情所讲到的，乃是讲到这个做朋友的关系的这个明证到底在哪里。
In verse 14, it says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you."
第十四节讲到，你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
There is an element in friendship that we call trust.
你知道，在朋友友情这个关系里头啊，有一个东西就叫做彼此的信任。
Obedience is the sign that trust is in that relationship.
那么，我们对主的这种顺服，就是表示我们对他的信任。
A parent expects his children to obey him.
我们做父母的人，我们要求、期望我们的小孩能够顺服我们。
An owner expects that his employee is going to obey him.
而且一个雇主，他也要求他的员工要顺服他。
And when we are friends with Jesus, one of the marks of our friendship is that we will obey him.
所以，当我们跟耶稣基督建立的这个亲密的朋友的关系，这有什么证明？有什么记号呢？就是我们顺服他。
Many times this has a wonderful part to it, a wonderful aspect to it.
这件事情本身呢，它有一个非常奇妙的一个部分。
I remember when I traveled overseas.
当我出国旅行的时候，
we were in the city of Rome.
有一次我们到罗马。
And we were with some people that did not know the language.
那么我们跟我们同行的一些人呢，没有办法讲这个意大利的话。
But one of the people in our group was a friend of ours who knew the language.
但是在我们的朋友当中，有一个人他会讲意大利话。
And while we were sitting at this table in a restaurant eating and enjoying our meal, we heard another group of people over here discussing where are we going to go tomorrow, what place are we going to see, and so forth.
那么当我们有一次就在罗马的一个餐馆在吃饭的时候，我们就听到隔壁的那一桌的人就在那里计划明天他要到哪里去参观、去旅游、去观光。
And it was such a comfort to us to simply look at our friend and at the end of our wonderful discussion say, "Tomorrow, where are we going to go?" We trusted him to take us to the right places.
那么他们讨论完了以后啊，我们心里就觉得很舒服。为什么呢？因为所有的事情，因为他懂得意大利文，他就跟我们通通商量好了、决定好了，然后就告诉我们，我们明天要到哪里去观光、去旅游。
And so the next day, we went to the catacombs of Rome.
那么第二天我们就按照这个安排的，我们就出去了。
We went to the Colosseum.
我们就去看这个剧院的剧场。
I don't know where this group over here went. They were still debating it when we left. But we could trust our friend because he knew the language and he knew the places. And all we had to do was trust him and obey him. And that's the way it is with Jesus.
那么我们的这个朋友，他懂得这个意大利文，替我们做计划。我们就是信任他，所以他为我们所安排的，我们就按照这个行程，我们就去看了，我们大家都觉得很舒服。
When you're a friend of Jesus, he knows every place that you need to go.
那当你是耶稣基督亲密的朋友的时候，耶稣知道你所要去的每一个地方，他都知道。
He speaks the language.
你要去的地方的语言，他都会讲。
And all we have to do is follow him.
那么我们所必须要做的一件事情就是顺服他。
We don't have to fret and stew and become all worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Jesus is taking us there in confidence and in trust.
当你跟耶稣基督做亲密朋友的时候，你就不需要烦恼，不晓得你要到哪里去，不晓得你去那里有什么危险，因为你全然的信任耶稣基督。
I had a long discussion with a friend one day.
有一天我曾经跟我一个朋友有一个很长的谈话。
This friend had poise and confidence and seemed to really have everything in place in his life.
那么我这个朋友是非常有计划的，很有自信心的一个人。
And I asked him one day in this conversation, I said, what do you attribute this wonderful peace and poise that you have in your life? What is behind that?
那么我就有一天我就问他，我就看你是一个非常有计划，有很有自信的人，这个后面的理由到底是什么？
His response to me was very simple.
他所给我的答案是非常简单的一个答案。
He said, I simply trust Jesus Christ day by day.
他的答案就是说，因为我每天都信任我所相信的耶稣。
And every morning when I wake up, I say to him, what are we going to do today?
每天早上，他说，他每天早上起来的时候，他就问耶稣说，今天我们要做什么？
He had a trust in Jesus that would take him through that day.
所以他因为对耶稣的这种全然的信任，这个信任本身就叫他能够安度那一天的时光。
And so when we read the word, we need to listen to the commands of the Lord and determine in our hearts to obey him because he will take us through.
所以当我们每一天灵修读圣经的时候，我们就要有一种心意。这个心意是什么？乃是说你今天所告诉我的话是什么，我全然就相信，然后我就相信你，你会带领我走过今天的路程。
The fifth thing I see in these verses about our wonderful relationship with Jesus is the advantage that it brings us.
那么第五件事情在这段圣经里头讲到跟耶稣基督建立朋友的关系，这个好处在哪里？
Notice in the last part of verse 16 it says, whatever you ask of the Father in my name,He will do it.
他这里讲到第十六节的后半段讲到，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
I have a pastor who, a friend of mine who is a pastor in Pittsburgh.
我有一个朋友，他是在匹兹堡当牧师。
The church that he pastors is very near Three River Stadium.
那么这个他的牧会的这个教会，这个非常接近那个体育场。
When he became pastor there, a man in his congregation approached him one Sunday after service.
那么他有一次这个聚完会以后，他的会众当中有一个弟兄来找这个牧师。
He said, I'm part of the management of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
他说我是这个匹兹堡的这个土匪的这个负责人之一。Pirates.
Baseball team.
Oh, baseball team. Oh.
professional baseball team. And he said, any time that you want to see a game, just call the stadium and give them my name.
他说我是这个匹兹堡的这个啊打棒球的这个棒球队的这个经理人员之一。所以你每一次想要去看这个球赛啊，你只要跟这个体育场的人打个电话，然后说我的名字，你就可以进去了。
At first he didn't think it could be quite that easy.
那么这个牧师这么一听的时候，他觉得怎么会这么简单？
But one day he picked up the phone and dialed the number and gave them the name of this person and asked if he could have tickets reserved for him for a game.
那么有一天呢，这个牧师真的想要去看球赛，他就真的是按照这个他的教会里头的这个弟兄告诉他了，他就打这个电话给这个球场，就说这个某某人告诉我打电话给你，请你给我一张票。
Sure enough, he went over and went to the place and picked up his free tickets and attended the game at no cost.
然后打完电话以后，这个牧师就按照这个球赛的时间呢，他就到球场去了。到了球场去，真的就有一张票在那里等着他。他就这个票，而且是免费的票，他就凭票就入场，就去看球赛去了。
You see, he had a friend whose name he could use.
你看呢？为什么这个牧师他可以拿到这一张免费的票去看球赛呢？因为他有一个朋友。他这个朋友的名字，他可以用这个朋友的名字，他可以进场去看球赛。
Jesus says in this verse, if you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
耶稣在这里讲到，他说你可以奉我的名啊，因为你跟我是朋友，所以你可以奉我的名向父求什么，父就要答应你。
Jesus is part of the management of heaven.
所以你要知道，因为耶稣他是天上的经理人员之一啊。
He's in command of this.
他是在那里当总司令的。
And if we go and ask in his name for peace and for joy and for companionship and for fulfillment, he will bring it.
所以当你向这个天上来求，求心里的平安，求心里的喜乐，求一个更丰盛的生活，你用耶稣这个天上的经理人的名字去求，你就会得到。
And of course we must obey him. That's a part of maintaining that wonderful relationship.Where the name of Jesus becomes an advantage to us.
那么当然，我们要有这个权利来使用这个名字，这个非常有力的名字，来达到我刚刚讲的这些目的。我们必须要经常来顺服他，我们才能保持跟耶稣做这个朋友的关系。
The sixth thing I see here about this relationship is in verse 16 as well.
那么第六件事情 这个跟耶稣基督做朋友第六件事情也是记载在第十六节。
Jesus says that he chose us and appointed us for what intention? That you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain.
他说我拣选了你们啊，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存。
And so the intention of this relationship is that we bear fruit.
这个关系啊，跟耶稣基督建立朋友的关系的目的，乃是在乎要我们去结果子。
Now many people wonder what this fruit bearing really means.
很多人就想到我结果子到底是真正的意思是什么。
Some people think that it means salvation of souls.
有些人讲结果子的意思就是你的灵魂得救。
Some people think it means the fruit of the Spirit that we read about in Galatians 5:22.
有人就以为这个结果子乃是讲到圣灵所结的果子，就是记载在加拉太书第五章。
But rather than debate that issue, notice verse 8 of this 15th chapter.
但是实际上，我们就不要去讨论、去辩论刚刚我所讲的这些不同的看法。实际上，在第十五章第八节就告诉我们。
There Jesus says, "By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit."
他这里讲到，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。
Whatever fruit bearing may refer to, the one thing we know about it is that it glorifies God.
我们也许不知道结果子真正是什么叫做结果子，但是我们知道结果子的目的到底是什么，乃是要叫我的父得荣耀。
And when we do this, there's a wonderful sense in which all that we do brings glory to God, and His glory is manifest as we live in this beautiful relationship. Friendship with Christ.
所以我们就要清楚地知道一件事情，天父的荣耀。
One thing I know about glorifying God is that I'm becoming more like Him if I'm glorifying Him.
什么叫做叫父得荣耀呢？乃是说我就越来就越像天父。
Have you ever been to a social gathering with a number of other couples?
我不晓得你们跟这个是不是曾经啊跟其他一些朋友在一起啊在有一点交通。
Everyone is kind of scattered around the room.
那么每一个人啊每一个人夫妇都分开在一个房间里头。
Have you ever tried to figure out what husband belongs to what wife?
那么在那里有好几对的夫妇在那里通通分开了，我不晓得你有没有办法去知道是哪一个人是哪一个人的丈夫，哪一个人是哪一个人的太太。
Sociologists tell us that it's really not too hard.
这个社会学家告诉我们呢、啊，你要知道谁是谁的丈夫，谁是谁的太太，不是很难。
The longer that a couple is married, the longer they begin to look alike.
他说这个夫妇啊，结婚的越久，他们的长相越来就越像。
The more they dress alike.
而且他们的穿着也越来越像。
My wife dresses, you know, tells me what to wear most of the time.
我太太常常告诉我今天应该穿什么衣服。
And they begin to act alike.
而且他们的动作也越来越像。
And so it's really not too hard, they tell us, to determine who belongs to who.
所以社会学家就这样告诉我们，实际上你真正要知道谁是谁的先生，谁是谁的太太，不是那么困难的事情。
Now, in the spiritual realm, that ought to be true as well.
我们在属灵的事上也是一样。
If people in the world walked into your fellowship, would they be able to see the likeness of Christ?
当一个不信的人走进你们的教会里面，他们有没有办法发掘出你们跟他们不一样？因为你们越来越像你们所信的天父。
One of the things that marked the early disciples in the church was that the world perceived that they had been with Jesus.
当初代教会的时候，这些不信的人看到耶稣基督的门徒，一看就知道他们是属于耶稣基督的。
These people had seen Jesus.
这些人他们见过耶稣。
And now they saw his disciples.
那么现在他们看到耶稣基督的门徒。
And now they saw them alike.
然后他们就发觉，原来耶稣基督的门徒，他们的生活动作都跟耶稣是一样。
And the same thing happens in our relationship with Jesus. When we're with him, we're giving glory to him. We're glorifying him by bearing fruit in our lives.
今天我们也是一样的，我们跟耶稣的关系越来越亲近的时候，我们相信他，服从他越来越久的时候，我们的生活行为我们的想法越来就越像耶稣，因为我们就有神的荣耀在我们的身上。
Now the last thing I see in this relationship is the extension of this relationship in verse 17.
那么最后一件就是也是第七件讲到这个朋友的关系的这个持续到底是什么，也是最后第十七节。
He says, "This I command you, that you love one another."
他说，我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
When our relationship with Jesus is a friendship relationship, it translates into a horizontal frame of reference.
当我们跟耶稣基督这种垂直的关系，我们建立好了以后，我们这个关系自然而然的就会向平行的方向去发展。
I don't know how it is in your culture, but here in America, we have a phrase that goes something like this. Anybody who's a friend of Andrew's is a friend of mine.
这个我不晓得中国话有没有这样相同的一句话，不过我们在我们美国就有这么一句话，他说这个假如是 Andrew 的朋友，这个人的朋友也就是我的朋友。
Because we've established a friendship, I trust and accept anybody that's his friend, whether I know them or not.
因为我们两个人是好的朋友，我们彼此信任，所以只要是他的朋友，不管我认识他不认识他，也一样是我的朋友。
Now when we bring this into the family of God, what happens?
当我们把相同的这个原则来引用到神自己的家里头的人，
Anybody who is a friend of Jesus is a friend of mine.
我们相同的任何人，他是耶稣基督的好朋友，也同样是我的好朋友。
I had an experience once that nearly embarrassed me to death.
有一次啊，我有这么一个经历，这个经历叫我非常尴尬。
I was talking with somebody that was a friend of mine about somebody else.
我有一次跟我一个朋友在谈另外一个人。
I didn't identify this other person, thankfully.
那么还好我在谈这个另外一个人的时候，我没有讲他的名字。
But I talked about this individual, what I felt was wrong with him without identifying him.
那么我在跟我的朋友谈另外一个第三者的时候，我是讲这个第三者做一些事情是做错了。
It was only a little while later after that conversation I found out something that I should have known at the beginning.
那么我跟他这个朋友讲完第三者以后啊，我才发觉一件事情，让我觉得哎呀，我实在不应该讲那个话。
My friend was related to the person I was talking about.
因为我告诉我朋友的这个第三者原来跟他是有关系的。
And had I named that person's name, I would have been in deep trouble with my friend.
那么假如我当时也把这个名字告诉我的朋友的话，我相信从此以后我跟那个朋友的关系就会产生问题了。
Now that struck home with me because I began to think about what happens when I talk about a fellow believer in Jesus Christ.
那么相同的，当我在开始讲另外一个信徒的事情的时候，
I'm really talking against a friend of Jesus.
我实际上是在批评耶稣基督的一个朋友。
And so we need to be careful in the family of God that we maintain right relationships.
所以我们在耶稣基督的这么一个大的家庭里面，我们应该要维持一个很健康、很好的一个关系。
That our love for one another translates into building up somebody rather than tearing them down.
我们彼此相爱的这个事情，乃是为了要彼此建立。而不是为了要彼此来破坏。
And so Jesus says to us, because of what I've done on the cross, I invite you to friendship with me.
所以今天我们所听到的信息，乃是耶稣在告诉我们，他说我为着你钉在十字架上这件事情，我乃是向你发出一个邀请，我愿意接受你做我的朋友。
All these wonderful characteristics of that friendship will be true.Of your relationship with Jesus, if you receive Him as your Savior and your Lord.
当我们今天在这里所讲的七点，有关于跟耶稣基督建立这个朋友的关系啊，都会变成你自己本身的经历。假如你真心诚意的接受耶稣基督的邀请，做耶稣基督的朋友。
How do we do that?
我们怎么样来接受他？
Jesus said we must confess our sin.
耶稣说我们要接受他，我们必须要承认我们的罪。
We must repent of our sin, which is to turn away from it.
我们要必须要悔改，转离我们的罪。
We must receive Jesus as our Savior and as our Lord.
我们必须要接受他，做我们的救主，也做我们的主。
And that means that there is no other way under heaven whereby I can have a relationship with God apart from Jesus Christ.
而且我们必须要承认，在天下人间，除了耶稣基督以外，我们没有另外一个名，也没有另外一个方法，我们可以变成神的朋友。
I cannot have a relationship with God based on my nationality.
我不能因为我自己的国籍来跟神做朋友。
I can't have it based on works.
我不能因为我自己的工作，我来做神的朋友。
I can't have it based on being a member of a fellowship of believers.
我也不能因为我是在某一个教会里头受洗成为一个会员，我来跟神建立一个朋友。
It doesn't come because I have a baptismal certificate.
你也不能因为拿了一个洗礼的证书来说，我凭着这个证书我要做神的朋友。
It comes only when I put my faith in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross in my place and took the penalty for my sin.
唯有一个方法，就是你真心诚意的接受，也相信耶稣基督死在十字架上是为了我的罪，除去我的罪。你接受这个事实，你才有办法来跟神做朋友。
When I lay down my sins before Him, He receives me as His friend.
当我真的是把我的罪完全摆在他自己的脚下的时候，就在那一瞬间，耶稣基督就接受我做他的朋友。
Once that relationship is established, I have all of Him.
那么，当你跟他建立了这个朋友的关系的时候，耶稣基督就是属于你的。
There's an intimacy and a fruit bearing and a peace that comes into my life.
然后从那个时候开始，你跟耶稣的关系就是一种亲密的关系，你就开始有耶稣基督所赐给你心里的平安，而且你就开始会结果子。
And as I obey Him, then I glorify Him and I love the brothers and sisters in Christ.
然后当我真正是爱他的时候，我们就会彼此相爱，我们就会开始的荣耀我们在天上的父。我们一起低头祷告。
Our Father, we thank you that Jesus Christ came to earth. We thank you that He died upon the cross. We thank you that He gave to us His very life, and that His sacrifice there on the cross paid in full the penalty of our sin. We thank you that He invites us to friendship with Him. And today we open our hearts that we may receive more of Him, that we may know Him in an intimate way, our sins forgiven, new life through Jesus Christ. And Father, help us, those who already know Him, to obey Him and to live in a way that this relationship is built up through the Spirit of God and through the power of your word. We thank you for this time of worship and fellowship today. And I pray your blessing upon this group of believers here, gathered in your name. These are the friends of Jesus. And we love them. And we pray your blessing upon them in Jesus' name.
Amen.